It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. You may have heard the incredulous saying, only in America. And indeed the same could be true about odd events in Australia at times. So to offer a lighter moment, allow me to tell you about a most unusual mayor in a little town called Idlewild in the USA. Now most listeners would know I have some pretty firm opinions about the mayor of the Gold Coast, and for good reason. This true story, however, gives hope for the future and the promise of some common sense and good governance, and about time too. We can all learn from it. Now, in California is the village of Idlewild, set amidst a beautiful forest and rugged mountains where it snows in winter, and the area's population is about 3,500 people all up. About 10 years ago, the town folk decided it was time to run their own show, and so came the call for a unique and honest mayor. So they democratically elected a golden retriever for the post. Yes, that's right, they elected a dog as mayor by charging $1 a vote, and anyone could run, but Max won in a landslide. The new mayor was announced as Maximus Mighty Dog Mueller, or Mayor Max for short. He was born for the job, and according to his owners, immediately and predictably developed an ego and a desire for free treats around town. Sadly, Max passed away in his second term, and a heartbroken town placed him to rest. The new duly elected mayor is a blood relation called Max II, and he has taken to the role like a duck to water, who, for the record, was the town clerk. Mayor Max II, as a pup, posed for the camera with crossed legs and a smile, and these days his life is filled with appearances in the town square and at hospitals, schools and nursing homes. When asked, Max II owners said the mayor wants to make the world a better place and see peace in his lifetime. He rides around town in the back of a pickup truck wearing a tie and a cap with the town's name and his mayoral title emblazoned on it. He has quite literally united the town and is completely honest and transparent in all things. So you see, there is hope after all, and the Triple C is unlikely to ever have to investigate, and meetings are civilised and courteous. Now, not to be outdone, the new mayor of Cormorant in Minnesota is a Great Pyrenees named Duke, and recently re-elected for his third term in office. Duke is a placid, understanding mayor and greets everyone with friendship and kindness. I ask myself, what is it about these people who elect a canine as a mayor? And I think there are some pretty profound and revealing answers. Maybe it's the loyalty or the honesty. Perhaps it's the unbridled love and patience, and the example that dogs set just by being man's best friend. I know my German schnauzer, Kaiser, would love to be Gold Coast mayor, and I think many others might like that too. Then we could go further and elect a parrot as CEO or a black swan as council solicitor. Then there's the option of a cuckoo for planning or a raven as the mayor's chief of staff. The offerings are endless and the parallels tempting. What then for councillors? Well, how about sheep? Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.